Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads pre-match pod. The correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach of the game, and even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation at you. The LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And I think it's fair to say, last week it was a dreaded 120 minutes of Leeds United football, which is always fun. But anyway, Billa away today, Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. We're finally not on telly. It feels good. Anyway, last game, last week, let's talk about it. Birmingham away in the FA Cup. We're through to the next round. Yay. We're two games off Wembley, which is always nice, but we were awful. For the calibre of players that were on that football pitch, players being in our first team, we were awful. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game. Birmingham 1, Leeds United 1. What a dreadful game. I think that was an awful performance against Birmingham. I said the game against Chelsea probably was the worst Leeds United performance I've seen, but that beats Chelsea. We were poor for that whole entire game. That first half, we looked like a League One level side, let alone a Championship side. We just did not look good at all. There were certain players who, you know, could be on the brink of getting into the starting 11 for Premier League games, and they're just not showing up. They're really not, and it was disappointing, don't get me wrong. It can be considered a hard place to go, Birmingham. A decent atmosphere, they've got good set of fans there. I guess it could be hard, but we're a Premier League club. There are some Premier League proven players in that squad as well. We made it too hard for ourselves, and there were some lackluster performances. But 1-1, we got the draw. They scored a deflected goal from far out. One on pens into the next round. I guess we're doing fine. Come on, Leeds.
So, yeah, it wasn't the greatest game on planet Earth. Of course, you know, I wasn't really expecting to go to Birmingham away and turn them over, but I was expecting at least a better performance from certain players or just the team in general, really, because they just weren't at it whatsoever. And I think that was the main frustrating part about it. But anyway, let's do the ratings. Let's do the Merv Awards. Right, it's Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player that played in our most recent game, which was, of course, Birmingham away. We rate them out of 10 at the end of the season. We add up the scores, and whoever's got the most is the Merv Award winner. It's as simple as that. So, let's get stuck into it, starting with the goalkeeper, as always. Perry played in goal. Did he have a good game? Yeah, I thought he had a pretty decent game. Not a game that puts him straight back in the lineup for Premier League football, but he looked okay. He pulled out some great saves, of course, you know, in the shootout as well, pulled out a save, which is always great, you know, change the tide of that so we could actually go through. He had a very solid game. I liked Perry on Sunday, so he gets a 7. A 7, I think, is pretty good. Goodmanson, I've given him a 5. I just don't think he had a great game. There just wasn't a lot of what I saw from a classic Goodmanson, you know, picking up the ball, running up the pitch, looking dangerous going forward. I thought a lot of the time he was beaten pretty easily as well, but I think this goes for the whole entire back line, really. They didn't have a good game. Goodmanson giving him a 5. Beal, 6. Did a great block at one point. Looked all right at times, but again, just still got beaten, but I thought he was the better out of the back line, so giving him a 6. Bornau, 5, just didn't do a lot. Again, got beaten a lot, but made some okay blocks and tackles, giving him a 5. Justin, 5 as well. Again, just, we were so easy to beat a lot of the time, and he was okay going forwards. He was a bit better than Goodmanson in that department at points, but again, just not a great game. He gets a 5. Nonto, 4. I just didn't really notice he was on the pitch, to be honest with you. I just really didn't notice he was on there. And that's disappointing considering, you know, we're playing against Birmingham, Championship opposition. I feel like this should have been a time for Nonto to shine rather than not perform well, so I'm a bit disappointed. He's been given a 4. Tanaka, 5. Just didn't do a lot. Again, this is a common theme with this performance against Birmingham. Just players not doing enough. And it was so frustrating. Giving him a 5. Longstaff, 4. I just thought he looked crapped at points. You know, he just looks a bit sluggish. I guess he's come off the back of a long injury. Scored the winning penalty, which I can't complain about. But he just looked really sluggish. Okafor, I've given him a 6. I thought he looked pretty good before he got injured. And it's just quite frustrating now that he is injured. We'll get on to that a little bit later. But I thought he had a decent game up until he pulled up, giving him a 6. But I think the less said about him, the better. Giving him a 1. What a dreadful player he looks like. What a dreadful player. The way I described him was, he looked like and played like Brendan Aaronson before he became good. So just easily shrugged off the ball. Like, technically, just didn't look great. He looked slow, sluggish. No, I'd be happy not to see him play in a Leeds United shirt for the rest of the season. He had an absolute stinker of a game. Giving him a 1. Nemecha, he gets a 6. A great finish from him. An amazing finish, actually, from the edge of the box on the near post. Great strike. However, just didn't do a lot. I thought they kept him quiet a lot of the time, so giving him a 6. Bogle, 5. Came on, didn't do too much. Ampadu, 7. We looked like such a better team when Ampadu came on at halftime. Cracking, giving him a 7. Rodon, 5. Came on just to kind of close the game out, really. DCL, 6. Did some all right plays at points, you know, got in some decent positions, but nothing really came off for him. Pirro, 5. Did okay, didn't do a lot, but didn't do anything bad. And Aaronson, 5. Pretty disappointed. I thought he was losing the ball quite a fair bit at points, and we've kind of seen the Aaronson of old, but, you know, no one really had a good game. This is the thing. It's apart from Buonanotte, it's hard to pick out certain players and, you know, penalise them because the whole team just didn't work. It was a really disappointing game in that perspective. But we're into the next round. Let's go and win the whole entire FA Cup. Come on, Leeds. Right then. Pre-match talk. It's what you came here for. So, Farks Presser, what do we know from it? So, injuries-wise, Okafor is out for at least the next 2 games. Ah, so disappointing. You know, Okafor was coming into an excellent run. He was looking good, you know, especially in comparison to the way he was playing just before New Year's. He was looking good, and now he's pulled up with a hamstring injury, which is so frustrating. So it's a bit annoying on that front. But we've got some great news. Stack, Strike, and James are all back in training and ready for selection. So that's nice. It's going to be good to see Dan James get a nice little run out in the Premier League. We know how much Daniel Farke loves Pascal Strike, so I assume he's probably going to go straight into that back line. And Stack, I'm not his biggest fan. I know some people absolutely love him to bits, but it's good to have him back. It's just good to have that depth again and that squad strength, which is what we need at this point in the season. And to add on to that, he believes we're on a good path. He believes we're on a good, solid path this season. And to be honest, I've got to agree with Daniel Farke. I really do have to, because if you look at it, we're putting together a decent cup run. You know, I can't remember the last time we made it this far in the FA Cup. I really can't. So we're doing well in that aspect. And in the league as well, we're not doing too bad. Of course, we're still hovering around the relegation zone, but that is just going to happen. We're a newly promoted side. The team isn't strong enough to be battling for that top half, mid-table sort of area. So it's kind of expected, but I think we're doing well. And I'm kind of excited to see how the rest of the season plays out. Of course, I'm going to be, you know, nervous as hell. But I'm also excited because I feel like we're on a decent path here to stay up, and hopefully I haven't jinxed that. But there we go. That's what Farke said in his press conference. Now that we know all of that, starting 11 talk. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for if I was manager of Leeds United, and what I think the main man, Daniel Farke, will go for. So Darlow in goal. I don't think Perry gets back in. I don't think one performance against Birmingham warrants enough for him to slot back into the side. Goodmanson, Justin, Beal, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Gruev, Aaronson in midfield, Nemecha and DCL up top. So the main ones, Strike not getting back into the squad. I think play Justin in that back five as one of the centre-backs because he's been doing pretty well in that position. It also allows Bogle to get up the pitch, which is always nice. So I think Justin should keep his role in that defence. I wouldn't put Stack back into the side. I'm not the biggest fan of him anyway, but I've done this to accommodate the strike force of Nemecha and DCL. Against Villa, we're going to be on the back foot quite a fair bit. Let's get that physicality in the air up top so we can pump in some long balls. We can be a threat off set pieces. Nemecha's on good form. His goal scoring, like his goals per minute, is fantastic. It's so, so good. DCL as well. DCL, he's been great for us. So Aronson in midfield, I think it'll just work. Get a player running about, trying to be a bit of a nuisance for Villa in that midfield, and hopefully you can get something good from it. So that's what I'd go for. What do I think Daniel Farke would do? So Darlow, Goodmanson, Strike, Beal, Rodon, Bogle as the back five, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, and Aronson and DCL up front. So Strike straight back into the squad. I know how much Daniel Farke likes his left-footed centre-back to be playing, so that's why I think he slides straight back in. Stack, straight back in the team as well. I know how much, it's kind of the same as Strike. Daniel Farke really likes Stack, you know, even when I thought Stack was having a poor run of games, he still played him. So I think he'll get straight back into that side in midfield alongside Ampadu and Gruev. And then up front, different to me, Aronson and DCL, which I wouldn't be complaining about, really, to be honest. I wouldn't complain about either of those teams that I've just said because Aronson and DCL work well up top. I don't mind Stack coming back into the squad. I don't mind Strike coming back in as well. Let's just try and get a bloody result, Leeds United. And on that note, score prediction. So, this is where I'm going to tell you what I think the score will be. So, Villa away. This is going to be an extremely tough game. Villa are in the top four. They've been playing excellent football this season. And, it's going to be difficult. But I do feel like we can do something. If the team put in a 10 times better performance than we did against Birmingham, play like we did for the majority of the second half against Chelsea, we can go to Villa Park and get a result. And I'm not talking about 3 points here, and the only reason why I don't say 3 points is because our away form has quite frankly been terrible this season. I'd be surprised if we won an away game in the Premier League for the rest of the rest of the season. So I don't think we're going to be winning any games, but we can draw them. We know we can draw these games because we have drawn a lot of matches in recent times. So, saying that, I'm going to go with a 2-2 score prediction. Limbs in the away end. I cannot wait for it. What a result that would be. That would be a massive result getting a 2-2 draw against Villa. And let's hope the results go our way so we can go to 7 points clear of the relegation zone. That sounds amazing. Right, LFU. That's me done talking about all the pre-match conversation. You've heard enough of me. Let's move on to Dad with his wiser view of what he thinks ahead of Villa away.
Right, I actually think we could give these guys a good game. I know when you look at form and, you know, especially that Birmingham game, which was, God, that was a killer. I just wanted that game to end. You know, that, I'm saying that before they equalised, it was just a horrific performance, right? But I think we can write those weekends off. I think we've kind of got to look at, okay, what are we taking forward here? You know, the team gets back together. The team that, when Ampadu came on, we looked a little bit more in control, for example. Get everyone who's been playing together on that pitch against Villa, and we can give them a game. Villa look wobbly sometimes. You know, the amount of times I've done my Super Six and put a Villa win in there and then they've gone and lost or drawn. So there's a chance. There's a chance we can do it. I'm going to go for, we'll get a point. We're going to go there and we'll get a point. And, you know, again, it may be a bit of a Chelsea performance. It may be not the greatest, but I think with the team together that's been playing together, I think we're ready to do it. And hopefully some of those injuries will come back and be on form. So I'm going to go a 1-1 draw. I know that's on the fence, but I'd be happy with that. I think that's a great result if we get it.
So we're both going for draws, which I wouldn't complain about whatsoever. And yeah, I think I agree with Dad in the sense that Villa do look wobbly at times. They did lose 3-1 to Newcastle. They also got a man sent off in that game in the FA Cup. So look, you can beat Villa. They're not invincible, are they? So it's going to be an exciting game today regardless. Two big clubs battling it out in a great stadium. I'm looking forward to this today. So there we go, LFU. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun over in Birmingham. Managed to get a ticket for that away, and I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm going to make an absolute day of it, regardless of the result. But if you're staying at home in your nice warm house, off to the pub, go have a cracking time, whatever you're doing, LFU. And let's hope Leeds United can go get a result today against Aston Villa. That would be amazing. Come on, Leeds!